The fact of the matter is, in a state like ours, Mr. President, where the federal government owns more than 50% of the land, in many of these small communities with tiny populations, they are not going to be able to make it without these funds that are a lifeline in terms of law enforcement and schools and essential road and transportation services. This is my top priority. My top priority for my state in this session, Mr. President, is to try to make sure that these funds are reauthorized. In this particular amendment, I and Senator Smith, Senators Boxer and Feinstein, want to reauthorize the program for one a year. But I'm also introducing legislation for a long-term reauthorization, because I think we ought to get these counties off the roller coaster once and for all. This is based on an approach that was adopted many years ago with states where you had widespread federal ownership getting funds that related to timber receipts. Well, as a result of the environmental laws, those receipts went down. And we needed this law to ensure that those counties would survive. So the county payments legislation is supported by a diverse coalition, including the National Association of Counties, a number of labor organizations. And if senators, particularly in rural communities, look now, as I have been in town hall meetings and other kinds of gatherings, at how we're going to support schools and roads and basic local government, I would only say that without this program, this will hit local communities like a wrecking ball. And it's something that shouldn't be abided by this United States Senate. Senator Smith and I have said this is our most important issue for our state for this session. Because without this funding, there is a real question about whether these local communities can hang on. They simply have no other options. We are talking about survival for these rural communities. So this will be our top priority for this session. We're going to be back on this floor for whatever number of times it takes to get this program reauthorized and take these rural communities off this roller coaster. They ought to be able to know that they can survive, and they can survive as they have over many years through a program that was tied to the unique consideration that the federal government owns most of our land. That's what this is all about. This is different than how people may pay for schools and roads and essential services in parts of the eastern United States where there is little of federal ownership. So we ask that the United States Senate not ignore the plight of rural America, particularly the rural West, as we continue forward with the legislative calendar.